Chapter 2 Review Questions. As you listen to these questions, follow along in your manual to view the picture that corresponds to each question. Number 1. When you see this sign, you must A. Stop completely and check for pedestrians and cross traffic. B. Slow down without coming to a complete stop. C. Stop completely and wait for a green light. D. Slow down and check for traffic. The answer is letter A. Stop completely and check for pedestrians and cross traffic before proceeding. 2. This is the shape and color of what kind of sign? A. Stop. B. Wrong way. C. Yield. D. Do not enter. The answer is letter C. The sign is the shape and color of a yield sign. 3. This sign means A. Stop. B. No U-turn. C. Yield. D. Do not enter. The answer is letter D. When you see this sign, do not enter. 4. This sign means A. No U-turn. B. No turning. C. No left turn. D. No right turn. The answer is letter A. No U-turn. 5. This sign means A. No U-turn. B. No left turn. C. No right turn. D. No turning. The answer is letter C. No right turn. 6. This sign means A. You must turn left or right. B. You are approaching a T-intersection. C. The road that you are on intersects with a divided highway. D. Designates an overpass above a divided highway. The answer is letter C. The road you are on intersects with a divided highway. 7. You need to use extra caution when driving near a pedestrian using a white cane because A. He or she is deaf. B. He or she has a mental disability. C. He or she is blind. D. He or she has a walking problem. The answer is letter C. A white cane indicates a vision impairment. 8. When driving near a blind pedestrian who is carrying a white cane or using a guide dog, you should A. Slow down and be prepared to stop. B. Take the right of way. C. Proceed normally. D. Drive away quickly. The answer is letter A. You should slow down and be prepared to stop when you are driving near a pedestrian carrying a white cane or using a guide dog. 9. If there are no signals at a railroad crossing, you should A. Slow down and prepare to stop if you see or hear a train approaching. B. Proceed as quickly as possible over the tracks. C. Proceed through the crossing at a normal rate. D. Proceed slowly over the tracks. The answer is letter A. In the absence of signals, slow down and prepare to stop if you see or hear a train approaching the railroad crossing. 10. You may drive around the gates at a railroad crossing. A. When the train has passed. B. Never. C. When the lights have stopped flashing. D. When other drivers drive around the gates. The answer is letter B. Never drive around the gates at a railroad crossing. 11. If you see this sign above your lane, you A. May not exit the freeway in this lane. B. May continue through the interchange or exit the freeway in this lane. C. May stay in this lane and continue through the interchange. D. Must exit the freeway if you stay in this lane. The answer is D. Exit only under the exit sign means you must exit if you stay in this lane. 12. Highway and expressway guide signs are A. Orange with black letters. B. Green with white letters. C. Yellow with black letters. D. Red with white letters. The answer is letter B. Highway and expressway guide signs, like exit signs, are green with white letters. 13. This sign is used to warn drivers about A. upcoming intersections, B. road construction, C. road curves ahead, D. changes in traffic lanes. The answer is letter C. The arrow indicates that the road curves ahead. 14. This sign tells you that A. no turns are allowed on this road, B. the road narrows ahead, C. there are a series of curves ahead, D. the road may be slippery when wet. The answer is letter C. The curvy arrow alerts you to a series of curves ahead. 15. This sign means A. left curve ahead, B. series of curves, C. S curve ahead, D. slippery when wet. The answer is letter D. The road may be slippery when wet. 16. This sign indicates that A. there is a steep hill ahead, B. no trucks are allowed on the hill, C. a logging road is ahead, D. there are trucks on the hill. The answer is letter A. This sign warns that a steep hill is ahead. 17. A yellow and black diamond-shaped sign. A. warns you about conditions on or near the road. B. helps direct you to cities and towns ahead. C. tells you about traffic laws and regulations. D. tells you about road construction ahead. The answer is letter A. Yellow diamond-shaped signs with black lettering warn you about conditions on or near the road. 18. The sign with this shape and color is a what type of sign? A. no passing zone, B. wrong way, C. railroad crossing, D. stop. The answer is letter A. A sign this shape and color will say no passing zone. 19. Which of these signs is used to show the end of a divided highway? A. sign number 2, B. sign number 4, C. sign number 3, D. sign number 1. The answer is letter A. Sign number 2, the end of divided highway sign, illustrates that you are driving away from the highway divider. 20. This sign is used to warn drivers about A. lane ends merge left, B. road curves ahead, C. upcoming intersections, D. road construction. The answer is letter A. This sign shows that the right lane will end and you should merge left. 21. This sign shows one type of A. intersection, B. road curve, C. right turn, D. lane change. The answer is letter A, intersection. The cross warns of a four-way intersection ahead. 22. This sign shows one type of A. right turn, B. intersection, C. lane change, D. road curve. The answer is letter B, intersection. This T symbol warns that you will need to turn left or right ahead. 23. What should you be most concerned about when you see this sign? A. driving with your headlights out of alignment because one side of your car is higher than the other. B. damaging a tire if you drift onto the shoulder. C. hydroplaning if the shoulder has water on it. D. losing control of your vehicle if you drift onto the shoulder because of a drop-off. The answer is letter D. You should be careful to stay on the road because of a soft shoulder or drop-off and the potential to lose control of your vehicle. 24. What is the meaning of this sign? A. the traffic signal ahead is red. B. the traffic signal ahead is broken. C. the traffic signal ahead is green. D. there is a traffic signal ahead. The answer is letter D. There is a traffic signal ahead. Be prepared to stop. 25. This sign means A, divided highway ends, B, one-way street begins, C, one-way street ends, D, divided highway begins. The answer is letter D. The illustration shows you are driving toward a divided highway. 26. From top to bottom, the following is the proper order for traffic lights. A, red, yellow, green. B, red, green, yellow. C, green, red, yellow. D, green, yellow, red. The answer is letter A, red, yellow, green. 27. If a green arrow turns into a green light, you, A, may still turn, but you must yield to oncoming traffic. B, may no longer turn and must proceed straight. C, still have the right of way to turn. D, no longer have to turn the way the arrow indicates. The answer is letter A. You may still turn when a green arrow turns into a green light, but you must yield to oncoming traffic. 28. A steady yellow light at an intersection means A, go, B, yield to other cars, C, slow down and prepare to stop, D, stop. The answer is letter C. Steady yellow means slow down and be prepared to stop if necessary. 29. A flashing yellow arrow means that you A, should stop and proceed with the turn when a green arrow appears. B, should slow down and prepare to stop. C, may turn but must first yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. D, have the right of way to turn. The answer is C. A flashing yellow arrow means you may turn but you must yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. 30. A flashing yellow light means that you should A, slow down and proceed with care. B, continue through if the way is clear. C, stop and proceed when a green light appears. D, stop and proceed when the way is clear. The answer is letter A. A flashing yellow light means slow down and proceed with care. 31. You must stop when you see A, flashing red light. B, steady yellow light. C, yellow light. D, flashing yellow light. The answer is letter A. Always stop at a flashing red light. 32. A steady green light at an intersection means that you A, must slow down and prepare to stop. B, must stop and check for oncoming traffic before proceeding. C, may drive through the intersection if the road is clear. D, may not turn right. The answer is letter C. You may drive through the intersection if you have a steady green light as long as the road is clear. 33. A steady yellow light means that what kind of light will soon appear? A, flashing yellow. B, steady green. C, steady red. D, flashing red. The answer is letter C. After steady yellow comes steady red. 34. You may continue carefully through a yellow light if A, there is an emergency vehicle crossing your lane. B, there are no pedestrians crossing. C, you are turning right. D, you are within the intersection. The answer is letter D. Continue carefully through a yellow light if you are within the intersection. 35. You may turn left at a red light if A, there is no traffic coming in the opposite direction. B, you are turning from a two-way street onto a one-way street. C, you are turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street. D, the car in front of you turns left. The answer is letter C. You can turn left on red if you are turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street. 36. If a traffic light is broken or not functioning, you should A, stop and wait for it to be repaired. B, stop and wait for a police officer to arrive. C, continue as if it were a four-way stop sign. D, continue as you normally would. The answer is letter C. If the light is broken or malfunctioning, continue as if you were at a four-way stop. 37. You may turn right on red if you A. Stop first and check for traffic and pedestrians. B. Have a right turn red arrow. C. Are in the left lane. D. Slow down first. The answer is letter A. Unless you are at a no-turn-on-red intersection, you may turn right on red if you stop first and check for traffic and pedestrians. 38. When making a right turn on a green light, you must A. Maintain normal driving speed. B. Stop and look for oncoming traffic. C. Yield to pedestrians. D. Increase your normal driving speed. The answer is letter C. You must always yield to pedestrians, even if you have the right of way. 39. The speed limit is how many miles per hour when the yellow lights are flashing on the school zone speed sign? A. 25. B. 15. C. 20. D. 35. The answer is letter B. The speed limit is 15 miles per hour when yellow lights are flashing on a school zone speed sign. 40. A flashing red light at a railroad crossing means A. Stop. Do not proceed until signals are completed. B. Slow down and proceed if clear. C. Proceed with caution. D. You have the right of way. The answer is letter A. Stop and do not proceed if a red light is flashing at a railroad crossing. 41. This green arrow on a lane use control signal means that A. You may use this lane. B. No traffic is allowed in this lane. C. You have the right of way. D. You must merge into this lane. The answer is letter A. A green arrow means you may use this lane. 42. This sign means A. Pedestrians ahead. B. End of construction zone. C. School crossing ahead. D. Flagger ahead. The answer is letter D. This sign indicates a flagger is ahead and you should be prepared to stop. 43. This sign means that A. A community service group is picking up trash along the highway ahead. B. Workers are on or very close to the road in the work zone ahead. C. Children are at play ahead. D. There is a pedestrian crosswalk ahead. The answer is letter B. The person shoveling silhouette cautions you to slow down because workers are on the road or very close to the road. 44. When an arrow panel in a work zone shows either of the following patterns, it means A. The bulbs on the sign are burned out. B. Drive with caution. C. Changes lanes immediately. D. Turn your radio to a station that gives traffic updates. The answer is letter B. Lights in an arrow panel with no arrows means drive with caution. 45. The center lane in the illustration is used for A. Regular travel. B. Left turns only. C. Passing only. D. Emergency vehicles only. The answer is letter B. Since the illustration shows the direction you would be traveling, you could use the center lane to make a left turn as long as no traffic was coming in the opposite direction. 46. You may pass if the line dividing two lanes is a what kind of line? A. Broken white. B. Double solid yellow. C. Solid yellow. D. Solid white. The answer is letter A. You may pass when the line dividing two lanes is a broken white line. 47. Lanes of traffic moving in the same direction are divided by what color lines? A. Yellow. B. White. C. Red. D. Black. The answer is letter B. White lines divide traffic moving in the same direction. 48. You may not pass another car on either side of what kind of center line? A. Combination solid and broken yellow. B. Single broken yellow. D, double solid yellow. D, single broken white. The answer is letter C. Do not pass a car on either side of a double solid yellow center line. 49. You may cross solid yellow lines. A, to pass traffic moving in the same direction. B, during daylight hours only. C, at any time. D, when making turns. The answer is letter D. To make a turn, you may cross solid yellow lines. 50. The road edge on the right side is marked by what kind of line? A, broken white. C, solid yellow. C, solid white. D, broken yellow. The answer is letter C. A road edge is marked on the right by a solid white line. 51. Lanes of traffic moving in the opposite direction are divided by what color lines? A, white. B, red. C, black. D, yellow. The answer is letter D. Yellow lines divide lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. 52. When you see this black and yellow sign, it means A, the road to the right is for one-way traffic only. B, detour to the right because of road construction. C, slow down because the road ahead changes direction at an extreme angle. D, there is a crossroad ahead on your right. The answer is letter C. The horizontal arrow means the road ahead changes direction at an extreme angle. 53. When you see this sign, it means A, there is an object on the roadway. B, traffic is coming from the right. C, the road is curving sharply to the left. D, there is a merge point ahead. The answer is letter C. The chevron pointing left means the road is curving sharply to the left. 54. At an intersection controlled by a stop sign, if you can't get a good view of cross-street traffic when you stop behind the white top bar painted on the pavement, you should A, wait 5 seconds, then proceed. B, sound your horn before proceeding. C, put down your windows, listen for traffic, and then proceed. D, pull forward slowly, check for traffic and pedestrians, and proceed when clear. The answer is letter D. Make sure the intersection is clear of traffic and pedestrians by pulling forward slowly until you can see clearly. 55. The posted speed limits show A, the minimum legal speed limit, B, the exact speed at which you must travel to avoid a ticket, C, the maximum safe speed under ideal road and weather conditions, D, the maximum safe speed under all road conditions. The answer is letter C. Posted speed limits are the maximum speed you should travel when road and weather conditions are ideal. 56. A highway with two-way traffic is marked by which of these signs? A, sign number 1. B, sign number 2. C, sign number 3. D, sign number 4. The answer is letter C. The two-way arrows illustrate a highway with two-way traffic. 57. From the center lane, what maneuvers can you perform? A, make left turns. B, make U-turns. C, pass slower moving traffic. D, all of the above. The answer is letter A. The sign indicates that the center lane is for left or right turns only. 58. Which of these signs means that drivers should keep to the right? A, sign number 2. B, sign number 1. C, sign number 3. D, sign number 4. The answer is letter A. Sign number 2 indicates the driver should keep to the right.